Okay, yesterday we're learning about sukkah, happing, what you do when you make a bracha in different places. Now, what happens if somebody was sitting in a sukkah and they forgot to make a leish shabbat sukkah? They forgot. Now they're in the middle of the meal and they realize they didn't say leish shabbat sukkah. So then is where you remember, you say leish shabbat sukkah. Even if you finished eating yet already, and you're about to leave the sukkah, and you remember you didn't make a bracha, as long as you didn't leave the sukkah yet, you can make the bracha leish shabbat sukkah. Because, no, you don't have to eat anything. Because the actual sitting in the sukkah is a mitzvah. And because you already did something that obligates you in the sukkah, so then you're allowed to. Okay, next is like this. This year, the first night of sukkahs is Friday night. So first of all, the first day of sukkahs, there's no lulav and esrog. Biblically, there would be. The Chachamim made a takana. We're afraid people are going to carry and so on.
So we don't break the glass on Saturday, we break it on Sunday.
Which glass? All right. Okay. Yeah, some people get very excited. But therefore, you have to remember that the lulav and esrog are muktzah, because it's designated for a mitzvah, and that mitzvah you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore, the lulav and esrog, the Shabbos, the first day, night and day of Yom Tov, are completely muktzah. You can't move them, you can't. Now, also another interesting thing, for those people that want to put the lulav back into water, you're not allowed to put a lulav into the water on Shabbos or Yom Tov for the first time. But if it's in the water, let's say in the morning, you take it out, and then after davening, you want to put it back, that you'd be allowed to. I didn't say anything.
No, actually, putting the lulav.
A lot of times, you come home from shul on the first day of Yom Tov with your lulav, you say, oh, I want to keep it moist, so I'm going to fill up some water and put the... That you're not allowed to. If it was already in water, you could return it to water, but you can't put the lulav into water. And
you have to do it before Yom Tov.
And in Shabbos, I'm just like you said, then it smokes. Huh? Chol Hamoed, yeah. Chol Hamoed is not a problem. Huh?
You can do flour that's cut already, right?
Do what?
Flour,
no, a flour that's cut, you cannot put into water on Shabbat for the first time. In other words, if somebody comes to your house Friday afternoon, right before Shabbat, and they bring you a bouquet of flowers, and it doesn't come in a vase, so a vase, and you want to put it in Shabbos, you cannot put it into water. If it was already in water, you could put it back into water, but you're not allowed to put something into water on Shabbos. Okay, now, concerning the night of Friday night, we learned already it's an obligation that you must eat a kezayis of challah in the sukkah. But because it's Friday night, number one, by the Kiddush, what? The chiyuv of sukkah is the kezayis. Yeah, in order to make a bracha until Siddam, you have to eat a kebetza. But the mitzvah of sukkah is not a kebetza. Yom Tov, you really have to eat a kebetza, but not necessarily bread, whatever. But here you have to eat bread. You can't eat cake. Let me see. Okay, so Friday night, davening begins Mizmul HaDavid through the Lachodaydis. Kiddush, Friday night in the sukkah. By the way, another thing. Women should ben shlicht in the sukkah. If you're eating in the sukkah, so they have to ben shlicht by the meal. But you have to keep in mind that if you bring the candle holder into the sukkah before Shabbos begins to light candles, you're not allowed to bring it back into the house. Even when the candles go out already, the candle holder on Shabbos is completely muktzah. You can't move it for any reason. Yom Tov, you can move it back. Shabbos, you can't. It's not going to help with a siddur. Now, what happens? So what people do is, you know, you have an expensive candle, they don't want to get it stolen or whatever. So they'll use a cheaper candle or tea lights or whatever. Just keep in mind that you can't bring it back into the house. While the candles are burning, for sure you're not allowed to. Even after the candles go out, you're not allowed to bring it back because it's muktzah. So, what? No, but I'm saying after eating. No, it's supposed to be lit where the meal is. So, no, halacha says you light cheaper. It's supposed to be, the lichter is supposed to be used by kiddush. According to many opinions, the candle should still be burned by benching.
Burning, but in the sukkah itself.
Well, you want it by where you're eating. Like, this is in the house; you don't even see it. So the candle should be lit in the sukkah, and if somebody wants it, better to use tea lights, let's say, on a very cheaper tray, rather than use a yomtiv. You can bring it in even when they're lit. You're allowed to bring them back. Okay, so we say by kiddush, we say shalom aleichem eshes chayil quietly. Kiddush begins Yom HaShishi with now. At the end of Kiddush, so there's two brachas you have to say, Leishim Basuka and Shechianu. So on the first night, of Sukkot, first you make the Leishim Basuka, and then you make the Shechianu. I mean, if you look in the Siddur, it says it. But first you make the Leishim Basuka, and then you make the Shechianu. Second night, our custom is you make the Shechianu first and then the Leishim Basukah. What's the difference the first night and the second night? So the answer is when you make Kiddush the first night, it says in Shechun Aruch, why don't you make a Shechianu when you build the Sukkah? When you build the Sukkah, it's an inyan to mitzvah to build the Sukkah, you should make. So the halot, it says, because the building of the Sukkah is in order to eat in the Sukkah. Therefore, it says when you make a Shechianu by Kiddush, that goes also on the building of the Sukkah. So therefore, the first night, first you make a Leishim Basukah, and then you say Shechianu, because then the Shechianu is going on the Leishim Basukah and on the Chag itself. Second night, first you make a Shechianu, and then afterwards you make a Leishim Basukah. What? First of all, cover your mouth. Secondly, yeah. How to eat it with your mouth?
No.
It depends what you eat. Listen to the class; it's online. Okay. Now, the first day. One second. The first day, because it's Shabbos, so there's no lulav and esrog. There's a lot of different customs. In fact, what do you do? Some people have a minhag, they say Hoshanah on Shabbos anyway, but obviously they don't go around because there's no lulav and esrog. Our custom is that we don't say Hoshanah on Shabbos. On the second day, we say the first day is Hoshanah without going around, and then we say going around the second day is Hoshanah. Now, so basically you have like this. You have the davening, then you have the Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei, Yom Tov Amidah. After Yom Tov, you say complete Hallel. Not like Pesach, that only the first days is whole Hallel. The whole Sukkot, through Simchas Torah, you say complete Hallel. After Hallel, normally you would go to Hishainis. You take out this one Sefer Torah, somebody holds it, and then you walk around saying the thing that needs to be said. Okay, now another thing is that on Sukkot, Yom Tov of Sukkot, we dip the challah also into honey. So Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Metzor Yom Kippur, Sukkot. The Chol HaMoed, Rebbe writes, Mehecha Teise, in English it means, no. Whatever you want to do. So you do it, you don't do it. Whatever somebody wants to do. But you also dip the challah into honey both nights of Sukkot, both days of Sukkot for that matter also. And Shana Rabba also, and so on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the second day of Sukkot, which is Yom Tov, is the rule of Erev Kriya the first day or second day? Meaning, can you borrow it from somebody? You have to own it.
No, it doesn't have a dinner the first day.
Can you ask for it?
The question is, on the first day of Sukkot, which is Min HaTorah, the lulav has to belong to you. And a lot of things that make the lulav not kosher. On the second day, because it's only rabbinic, there's a lot of leniencies in the kashrus of the lulav and esrog. And it's just, it should still be yours anyway, even the rest of the days, but it's not as bad as the first day. But today, this year, because it's Shabbos, there is no biblical lulav. So therefore, the biblical aspect of lulav doesn't exist. Second day is like midrabban. It's not min haTorah. It's only midrabban. You know, there's a very interesting shaila. Like this year, because Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos and Sunday. Now Shabbos, there's no shofar blowing. Sunday, there is. So what happens if two people in shul have a chazakah, they're the official, one guy blows first day, one guy blows the second day. Now, the first day is Shabbos. So there's no blowing. So now does the first guy get the second day? Or the no, the second day is second day. It's a whole big discussion in Allah. Huh?
Second day is a second day. That's his
luck. Yeah. Well, some people say no, because the shape of the second day is really the shape of the first day. It's a lot of interesting discussions with that. Okay, what did you want to ask, Abraham? As long as you could see him from the sukkah. But l'chatchil in halacha said they should be lit in the sukkah. If you could see him, then it's not as bad as doing it in the house where you can't see him. Where? Let me ask you a question. There was no fire risk 500 years ago, 700 years. There was no fire risk. So what happened when in time of the Gemara in Shechonarach? No, the bigger sukkahs, trust me, they had smaller sukkahs. They had smaller sukkahs in those days, so there was a bigger fire risk. And over there, when the house caught fire, the whole city caught fire. Okay, God forbid, but that's what happened. Okay, next. So in benching, you also have Yalav Yavid Itzei and Yalav Yavid the first night. Another interesting thing, because people ask me that. Even though Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it earlier, you know, after Plaga Mincha, you can make an early minyan for Maariv, but you can't eat in the sukkah to be yetzer the mitzvah until after nightfall. You could bring Yom Tov in early, like Shabbos, you can bring it early, you can have your meal early. But sukkah has to be dafka at night. Why? Because the Gemara says they learn out what's called the Gzeira Shava. They learned out a lot of laws, Pesach from Sukkot to Sukkot from Pesach. Because by Sukkot it says Chamisha Asar, 15. By Pesach it says Chamisha Asar. So the Gemara learns out a lot of dinim from Pesach and Sukkot. One of the dinim, they learn out Sukkot from Pesach, because by Pesach it says you have to eat the matzah balayla hazeh. The matzah has to be eaten dafke at night. So you can't bring in the Seder early, even though the Seder maybe starts very late. But you can't bring in a Seder early because you can't make Kiddush either, because Kiddush one of the four cups and so on. So even though technically you can make Kiddush earlier, but you can't, because the mitzvah of eating a sukkah is only after nightfall.
You start early from eating.
Huh? You start early. Yeah, but that means you're eating bread, not in the sukkah. It's not the best thing to do. It's not so late in nowadays either.
What time is the exact mitzvah? When is the Shia or what time is the earliest?
What? Here in LA, this time of the year, 35 minutes. After Shkia. Not after Lichter. After Shkia. There are Shitas 24 minutes. There are a lot of different Shitas, but it's Minatera. So the best thing would be to be Machmet, 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Okay. Okay, next is the Indian of the. Okay, let's do one more thing over here.
You have Suda Shishit on Shabbat.
Huh?
You have Suda Shishit Shabbat?
No, Shabbat, you don't. Because, no, the question is, you have Shalosh Shudis, Suda Shishit, Shabbat afternoon. So when Shabbat goes into Yom Tov, you don't, because then you're not going to eat the meal of Yom Tov. So you have to eat Shalosh Shudis earlier.
If you do.
If you do, you have to eat it earlier. In the day, before like 9.5 hours into the day, for Mincha Ketana, whatever. Because then, otherwise, you know, that, in fact, it says in Halacha, you shouldn't, just like it says out of Pesach, you shouldn't eat a lot because you want to enjoy the matzah and, you know, you don't want to be stuffed. And then, so same thing, out of Sukkot, it says you shouldn't eat too much, that when you eat the food in the Sukkah, the mitzvah, you should enjoy it. that you're not... Huh?
What time should we have them shalosukos?
Whenever you want, after eating, you can eat again. No big deal. Okay. Machat shinus umayis umayimach beivu umayim kivin shivala agal teiro chanan umayakashim erot gudvoruk zapsofi reivu lam tovish shinamad dinoichov itzaman sitko yagdul teiro